The NOAA Lab in Beaufort is involved with collecting and analyzing data on marine mammal species, assessing fish stocks, and working to understand the Atlantic ecosystem. But this important local institution for marine science discoveries could soon close. The Department of Commerce has requested the lab to be shut down as a cost-cutting measure when they outlined their budget for fiscal year 2015. As a result of the closure, years of research could stop and more than 100 jobs at the Beaufort Lab cut. Public Radio East's Mac McKee speaks with former employee Pat Tester about the contributions of the NOAA Lab to the marine science community.
The NOAA Lab is uniquely situated, you might say, at the intersection of northern and southern fish species. Now, at present, it's the only lab that I know of. It's the sole governmental research center between, say, New Jersey and Miami. In your time at NOAA Marine Lab in Beaufort, can you tell us a little bit about what its original purpose was when it was established?
Yes, it was established in 1899 by the U.S. Fish Commission. They provided the first funding for the laboratory there and the science that it did. And they had the charge to understand the factors affecting regional fisheries.
Now, how important overall is your belief, in your opinion, is marine science to the economy of Carteret County in eastern North Carolina?
Actually, the Economic Development Council did some work on this a few years back, and they estimated that marine science throughout the county employs more than 500 people and injects about $58 million into the local economy. So that's quite a bit. And out of the NOAA fisheries facility, we have about 100 employees on staff there.
Is there any other facility that could engage in vital oceanic research apart from the NOAA lab on Pivers Island?
It is the uniqueness of this location, with the northern province ending at Hatteras and the southern province coming up to Hatteras, that gives us the most diverse region in the U.S. and also the habitat from the freshwater through our estuaries across the coastal region out into the open ocean and the Gulf Stream is one of the most diverse habitats as well. So it's a unique situation for fishery science. And in order to do the best work that we can do, we need to be in proximity with these regions. It's also an area where we would anticipate the changes, the variabilities in our habitats to be seen early on. So it's sort of a sentinel location, if you will.
So this laboratory is essential not only for preserving our fisheries and basically the ecology of the waterways itself, it's also essential for the tourism industry too.
Yes. In order to keep our coastline as healthy as it can be, we do vital research also in submerged aquatic vegetation. And to keep these habitats functional, we need to know what's happening to them. We need to be in the proximity of these habitats.
What would you say that the overall legacy of the NOAA Lab has been throughout the years?
I think it's been the nexus of the marine science community, in that it was established first, supported a number of graduate students through the years before State University had its laboratory over in Morehead City. We serve sort of as the surrogate laboratory for graduate students here. And it's the local and regional collaborations that we've fostered in our long history, and the fisheries work that we've done. The staff is easily responsible for the successful management and recovery of important snapper grouper fisheries. It's the ecology that we've done on many of the commercial species throughout the Southeast. We have looked at invasive lionfish, and we have a very aggressive research program involved with that. I think it's our ability to be in the right location as things happen so that we can begin to understand what is happening and how that might change management strategies.
Pat, thank you so much for being a part of Down East Journal today.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I think there's every good reason to think that our laboratory will be there for many years to come.